Music Group EMI has announced a U-turn that will make it easier for many to download and listen to digital music. Now, for the first time, it's going to sell tracks without digital rights management, or DRM. It's a technology that allows media companies to set terms by which consumers access their intellectual property, whether it's movies or music or whatnot. Now, Apple's iTunes will be the first online store to sell the new downloads from EMI, which boasts artists from Norah Jones to Radiohead. And here's the rub. When you buy the new tracks, the EMI tracks from iTunes now, you won't have to own an iPod to listen to them. Now, the deal does not include the music of the Beatles, who continue to hold out against the digital download culture. Excuse me. Now, tracks in the new format will sell on iTunes for around $1.30 compared to 99 cents for songs with DRM. Now, for more on what this all means for consumers, I'm joined live by Carl Gresham in London. He's a senior analyst with the technology consultants Ovum. And welcome to the program. When we talk about DRM and digital rights management, it's a hard nut to crack in all senses of the word. Yeah. But for consumers, what impact does this EMI announcement have on us?
Okay, so one of the key impacts here is that consumers will have an easier choice to play music on any device they want to. Now, Apple can rest fairly comfortably in that sense because they have such a good grip on the portable audio player market. So what we have to bear in mind here is that Apple is in the business of providing you with the best user experience within digital media. So they want you to use more digital media, be it photos, be it music, be it videos. And they want to provide the environment and devices where you actually interact with these kind of technologies.
So yeah, Apple and Steve Jobs, the head of Apple, they've been calling for this for a long time now. Steve Jobs famously sent out that missive telling record companies to just give up using digital rights management to lock up their files just to make it easier for the consumers. You said, finally, we have a major record company that's doing this, EMI, but is there any risk to EMI to do this? You know, because DRM was made really to protect intellectual property. It was made to prevent mass copying. Is there any risk there for EMI for doing this?
Well, of course, this can be seen as a brave bet for EMI. However, what is important to bear in mind here is that if you want to combat file sharers on peer-to-peer networks who may or may not have bought the CD or rights to the music, they will always be able to circumvent most DRM protection systems. So by offering DRM-free content, there are more incentives for buying music from EMI without DRM. And in fact, this is actually the first time you can legally buy music online from EMI with no DRM.
Now, do you think other record labels will copy what EMI is doing now? Or they're just going to stand by to wait?
I'm fairly certain they're monitoring this very closely, and I would not be surprised if they will be tracking to see if any of the songs are appearing on peer-to-peer networks, and I'm confident they will be monitoring what kind of impact this will have on EMI sales, both in terms of what they can sell in the retail stores, but also on what they are able to sell online.
So a lot of companies will be watching this, the record labels, movie companies, Microsoft as
Absolutely.
Well. Unfortunately, we're going to have to wrap up our conversation here, but Carl Gresham of Ovum, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.